Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, did you have a good and productive Lent? You don't have to answer that, at least not out loud. Mine was not. It wasn't that great. I was busy with a great number of things which were unrelated to drawing closer to the Lord and drawing away from sin. And here we are, finishing the Holy Triduum, and prepared, well or not, we are here. And Jesus is risen from the dead. What is really important is God's preparation. It's far more important than anything that we could or couldn't do. Not that our preparation is not important. We need to cooperate with our Lord. But He does all the heavy lifting. What God does is all important. From the merry moment that Adam and Eve lost God's friendship by sinning against Him, God reached out and prepared for our redemption and the restoration and exaltation of all things. Because God made all things in the beginning, including us, as what? Good. He said, it is good. And God would not allow the things that He loved and made to remain not good. And so God called the people, the children of Israel, and He redeemed them from slavery to sin and slavery to Pharaoh in Egypt. And He brought them into the Promised Land. And even though they were repeatedly unfaithful, God did not abandon them. He continued to call them and to teach them and to stay with them. And in the fullness of time, the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. Our Lord taught us the gospel so that we can know how to be truly human and be pleasing to God. He established His church. He instituted the sacraments so that we could share in His life even unto everlasting life. And in the fullness of time, when it was His hour, He went up to Jerusalem and handed Himself over to evil men to suffer and to die. And when this happened, the world paid little attention. After all, Jerusalem wasn't the center of the world. Rome was. And this was just another incident. And the disciples, His disciples, really didn't do that great of a job either. One of them betrayed Him for 30 pieces of silver. One of them denied Him, not once, not twice, but three times. And all of them headed for the hills. All seemed to be a failure. And our Lord was buried, and the stone was rolled across the entrance to the tomb. But God does not fail. God does not do anything in vain. The world did not recognize what had happened, and yet it was still a cosmic shattering event. Because when our Lord died upon the cross, He was victorious. He defeated the world, the flesh, and the devil. Yes, the devil. There are those these days that think the devil isn't real, that he's an idea or a figure. In the Air Force, we would have said, Bravo Sierra. Absolute hogwash. The devil is very real. He is our greatest enemy. And yet our friend, our brother, is greater than he, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And the devil has been defeated. And when our Lord burst forth from the tomb, death itself was defeated. Jesus is risen from the dead. And that makes all the difference in the world. Now, this is still not recognized by many. Some people have forgotten it. Even some who claim the name Christian. It is resisted, it is mocked, it is ignored. And even on this most holy of days, there are those who are celebrating evil rather than rejoicing in the victory of Christ. And yet, whether ignored or not, whether fought against or not, whether known or not, the reality remains. Christ is victorious. And we, despite our sins and our imperfections, are allowed, in fact, called to share in this victory. It is not just his victory, it is our victory too. My friends, look up, look up. Look up from this fallen world. Look up and see Christ crucified. See the victorious King. Look up and see Christ risen from the dead. The victorious King. Bow before him. Let your knee bend. And accept his life into yours. My sons and daughters in Christ, perhaps you, like me, had a subpar Lent. But it is still possible to have an awesome and extraordinary Easter. An Easter which is filled with the life-giving presence of our Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.